The May 7th snowstorm that devastated Wisconsin's ginseng crop also hurt the business of garden centers in the northern half of the state. David Ryle is the general manager of the Jung Garden Center in Stevens Point.
It's been a very tough May, I think, across the northern tier for all garden centers. You know, this kind of weather makes everybody step back a second and think, hey, what are we doing here?
The hard freeze in May came after an unseasonably warm April. Researchers at UW-Stevens Point documented record early flowering dates for many central Wisconsin plant species. Ryle says fruit trees and grapevines that started their new growth early this year were particularly hard hit when the weather abruptly changed.
We've heard stories of people's grapes being nipped all the way back to the main cane. So anything that was advancing prematurely as a result of April's beautiful weather really took a beating when we got round to that week.
Ryle says gardeners should follow the common wisdom of planting on Memorial Day, particularly for warm weather vegetables that can be hurt by cold soil temperatures.
You think you have an advantage planting your tomato plants out in mid-May or your pepper plants out. In some cases, you can actually knock your plants back as a result of the shock they'll suffer because the soil wasn't warm enough.
Ryle says those who started their gardens this weekend will actually be ahead of the people who tried to get an early jump on the season. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.